And Matt Bevan is back with what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Look, Brexit is getting even more complicated, as though that was even possible. It's getting to the stage where you need a corkboard and some red string to map out all the possible outcomes. Let me run you through the events of last night, and then I'll try and explain what they mean. Starting with opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn speaking in the Parliament overnight, he confirmed what we reported yesterday, which is that he is now pushing for a second vote, a second referendum on Brexit, assuming that his proposal for a Brexit is voted down in the House tonight, our time.
Tomorrow, we will ask Parliament to vote on these proposals. They're workable and negotiable, that back the demands of working people all across this country and industry all across this country. The Prime Minister's botched deal provides no certainty or guarantees for the future and was comprehensively rejected by this House. We cannot risk our country's industry and people's livelihoods. And so, if it somehow does pass in some form at a later stage, we believe there must be a confirmatory public vote to see if people feel that's what they voted for.
So, Corbyn is saying that he has a plan for Brexit, and if Parliament votes for that plan, which it won't, he would be happy to leave the EU at the end of next month. But if the Parliament rejects his plan, which it will, and approves Theresa May's plan instead, he thinks there should be a referendum on whether to accept her plan. But only if the possibility of a no-deal Brexit is ruled out. Theresa May says Corbyn is being a hypocrite.
He has gone back on his promise to respect the referendum result and now wants to hold a divisive second referendum that would take our country right back to square one. Anybody who voted Labour at the last election because they thought he would deliver Brexit will rightly be appalled. This House voted to trigger Article 50, and this House has a responsibility to deliver on the result.
Okay, so Article 50 is the thing which will pull the UK out of the EU at the end of next month. And despite talking about how committed she is to that, the Prime Minister also last night floated for the first time the possibility of a delay.
If the House, having rejected leaving with the deal negotiated with the EU, then rejects leaving on the 29th of March without a withdrawal agreement and future framework, the government will, on the 14th of March, bring forward a motion on whether Parliament wants to seek a short, limited extension to Article 50. And if the House votes for an extension, seek to agree that extension approved by the House with the EU and bring forward the necessary legislation to change the exit date commensurate with that extension.
Okay, a lot of jargon there. So what she's saying is she has a plan for Brexit, and if Parliament votes for that plan, which it may not, she would be happy to leave the EU at the end of next month. But if Parliament rejects her plan and then votes to rule out the possibility of a no-deal Brexit, she thinks the date of Brexit should be pushed back to sort out what happens next.
And so, then what? They've been trying to sort it out for the last year, 2 years.
So let me run you through the possibilities here. Jeremy Corbyn is going to, and what's going to happen over the next few days. Jeremy Corbyn will bring on a vote on his deal, that will fail. Then Theresa May will bring on a vote for her deal, which will probably fail. But if it gets voted up, Jeremy Corbyn will demand another referendum, which may or may not happen. Then there'll be a vote on whether they should leave the EU without a deal, which will probably get rejected, as in they don't want to leave the EU without a deal. So then Theresa May will put up a vote for an extension of Article 50, which you would assume will pass. So the realistic possible outcomes from the next group of votes are May's deal, second referendum, no deal Brexit, delay to Article 50. And nobody has any idea which one of those four outcomes is going to happen, but it is only 30 days till Brexit. There is piles and piles of other news around too, though, Fran.
This puts pressure, I presume, if the Parliament votes against a no-deal Brexit, I mean, the EU is going to have to come to the party in some way, I guess.
Maybe, but the EU is showing no...
So far, no.
Yeah,
yes.
So far the EU hasn't moved at all on this.
Yeah.
There's piles and piles of other news as well. US President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un are now both in Hanoi, Vietnam, ahead of their summit today. And as we've been discussing, it's unclear what's going to come out of that. Meanwhile, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is at Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., appearing before a Senate committee behind closed doors. He's going to appear in closed-door hearings today and in a couple of days, but tonight, our time, he will be appearing in front of the cameras in a public hearing. There are multiple reports out this morning that Michael Cohen intends to publicly accuse the president of criminal conduct while in office related to the hush money payment to a porn star. There are also those reports in the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Politico and others say that he's going to provide documentary evidence of that to the House Oversight Committee. The Washington Post reports that Cohen will not be questioned about Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. So it's going to be all about stormy news tonight, Fran. So bring an umbrella.
You'll be up all night.
No, I'll get some sleep. I'll try.
Thank you very much, Matt Bevin.